For those of you who like to follow along in scriptures, it's read, you can go ahead and open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 3. This past week, we had my mother and stepfather over for dinner. After dinner, Andrew put on a brief magic show for them. Now, Andrew is perhaps the world's worst magician. It's not that the tricks he does are done incorrectly, as he does a pretty good job on most of them. Instead, it's that as soon as he's done doing a trick, he immediately shows his audience exactly how he did it. I also enjoy posing trick questions to my kids. For instance, one of my favorites used to be, how many of each kind of animal did Moses take onto the ark? Or another one, Brian's parents have four sons. Three of their names are Matthew, Mark, and Luke. What's the name of the fourth son? Anybody? Brian. Okay, but what are you tempted to say, of course, is John, and it's easy to trick my kids, so I enjoy those. You may be starting to wonder why I'm saying all of this as part of this morning's confession of sin. Well, I know that one of the points of magic tricks and trick questions is to fool your audience. One can take trickery too far. By saying that someone is deceiving others, as opposed to just tricking or fooling them, certainly puts a darker spin on one's motives, as the word deceitful brings to mind an image of intentionally and maliciously misguiding others. Scripture teaches us that sin is deceitful. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 through 13 read, "Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." One of the horrible consequences of sin is that it hardens our hearts. As Christians, we must strive not only to reduce the sin in our lives, but also to be sure that our hearts do not become hardened to the sin that remains. Are there sins in your life that you've become hardened to? Do you still grieve over your sins as you should? Are you grieved each time you tell a lie? Each time you're envious of someone else? Each time you have an inappropriate thought? Children, do you feel conviction each time you disobey your parents? Or has your heart become hardened? Let us pray. Lord, it is with great humility that we're able to come before you. For we know that we are sinners, and that our hearts are desperately wicked. Lord, I pray that you would help us to avoid the deception of sin that allows our hearts to become hardened, that you would help us to avoid those sins, and that our hearts would stay soft. And for those hearts who may have become hardened to certain sins, or perhaps even to all of their sins, pray, Lord, that you would help to soften those hearts, to bring us back to a more appropriate place in front of you. Amen. 1 John 1:8-9 reads, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive," there's that word again, "we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness."